Greetings, adventurers. I am Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Mike Bachman.
I haven't had a chance to think of my goof.
He, him.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are also he, him.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hi, everyone. My pronouns are she, her.
Nika Howard.
Hello. My pronouns are also she, her.
And special guest, John Iderola. Hi, John.
Hello, everyone. I'm he, him, and I'm very excited to be talking about something other than infrastructure.
Yes! Oh, my God.
Tell folks where you come from. What sort of hashtag content do you do and all that delicious stuff?
Yeah, I somehow transitioned from grad school into... I did political psychology and decided to... I don't know, start talking about it, I guess, for a show called The Young Turks. So I started working for them. I'd been a listener to them for years and years. And then I went and worked for them and eventually got my own show called The Damage Report. It is a sort of daily, kind of morning-ish, just analysis of what's going on, what I care about, what I think is important, and that sort of thing.
I would definitely suggest our listeners go check out The Damage Report and Young Turks. I feel like it is, based on everything I know, I feel like there's a good synergy if you're interested in politics, if you want to know what's going on in the world other than the world of drunkards, check out John's stuff, because it's good shit.
Yeah. Thank you. We definitely have a perspective, just be forewarned, but we try to be honest about it. That's it.
Yeah. We're going to be starting in the city of Ironcross. Ironcross is a hard place, and it has to be, because it is the last bastion of civilization before we head into the wildlands of the east. With farmlands to the west and rich, dense forests to the north, the only thing stopping Ironcross from becoming a true power in the political scene is the constant monster attacks from the wildlands to the east. But Duke Cromwell and his family have ruled over Ironcross for the last 50 years, and the fierceness of the Cromwell army has not only kept the wilds at bay, but have even caused them to recede. And besides his army, the Duke is also known for employing trusted adventurers to deal with problems throughout his realm, and that's the story we're going to hear tonight. We're going to hear a story about his favorite group of adventurers. Nika Howard.
I am playing Ratma Ritmo, and she is a goblin rogue. She just is a gal who likes to have a good time. She's not here for the drama. She might tell you, if she's got a problem to your face. And her most heroic moment was on the Drunkaros Shore. She won the wet t-shirt contest. Ratma has long, very shiny green hair that is slicked. And she wears animal print leather. So she blends in very well at night. And she always has on bright red lipstick and dark raccoon eyeliner. It's just very classy look. Very, very classy.
Okay. Well, let's go with Tim next, then.
I am playing Durian Brexleyshire.
Is he a stinky fruit?
No, it's spelled different. Listener, it's spelled the same. He is a divine soul sorcerer, human divine soul sorcerer. And, he's kind of bored with life because he can see the future a little bit,
Wow.
When there's no surprises, the zest is there. To hear him say it, the most heroic things he's done are very mundane. They're boring. He puts out a candle and he just mutters, "Well, he'd thank me later." Or shuts a door. Tells someone not to go to the market.
So the candle would have burned something down.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to...
Yeah, no, he in our world, in our lore, he stops the Great Chicago Fire.
Wow! Yeah. But no one even thinks him because it doesn't happen.
Yeah, they didn't thank him. And Chicago sucks now because...
when they get burned down. Yeah.
Black curly hair. Sort of, you would think he's probably a noble, but he's not. He's wearing sort of like white and gold robes. You know, just a placid look on his face. A little bit of stubble. He's very attractive.
Got it. Jennifer.
I am playing a half-elf fighter named Big Bo. Woo. And he's a really beefy half-elf. And probably Big Bo's proudest and most heroic moment was when a wagon full of miniature ponies was fording a river and it broke and Bo had to wade into the river and pick the wagon of miniature ponies up and save them.
The wagon being pulled by very large men.
Big Bo is a big old beefy dude. I'm gonna be real with you. He's essentially wearing like plate armor bikini situation.
Hell yeah.
Like his big I don't want to say breasts, but
man breasts.
His huge pecs. They're very big. He's a big guy. He's constantly getting hot and taking his shirt off. he's a big dude. He's a half elf. He's got little cute pointy ears, and yeah, he's got blonde hair. Sure.
Okay, Mr. Bachman.
I am playing Anvon Whispermouse, a stout halfling. Very stout. If you imagine in a character creator, just like sliding height all the way down and like width all the way out. And like one where they probably like should have put it through QA a little more.
Okay. Real tuna can.
he's an artificer for the most part. Wields a sickle that's definitely like it's too being as short and wide. It's too tall. It's too big of a weapon. Mm-hmm. You have to hold it, and the you imagine the fulcrum. You're down that low. It's hard to keep it straight, like balancing a broom on your hand. I would say Invon's proudest moment was when he was tasked by a local village to stop a group of bandits that were terrorizing them. And when he caught them, he did not set them on fire.
How noble. All right, John.
My character is a mountain dwarf fighter named Luban Dola. And if there was something in your world like a Vine or a TikTok, he would be one of the youngsters trying to become popular on there.
Oh, no. Nice.
I only heard the first part of that. You said Vine, and I was like, there's vines all over the place. What are you talking about?
He's looking for like an uppercase Vine.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist yet, but you can occasionally attract a crowd in a city, you know, with feats of strength, things like that. But yeah. Honestly, growing up, like, it just... He was always compared to other dwarves who would do arm wrestling and things like that. So he decided, I'm going to make my name breaking from the stereotypes. And so he picked up a bow, and he's never looked back. Trick shots, those sorts of things. But his most heroic action is probably when he once suspected that a candle was about to burn down the city, and he put it out, but from very far away with an arrow.
Wow. Beautiful. Okay, so Duke Cromwell's lands are they're vast, and there's always a problem somewhere. So this time around, the problem is in the town of Stillglen, and their problem is dire. A dragon has taken up residence in the nearby forest and has begun to harass this town. First, it was the farms on the outskirts. But as each week passes, there are reports of the dragon hunting closer and closer to the city. Duke Cromwell has sent you there. He's going to pay you all told together, a sum of gold that would be enough to found a small kingdom to take care of this.
Okay.
When you say the dragon is harassing and such, is it like the dragon is picking up goats and things and just carrying off with them?
Or is it just like, you dress poorly?
You suck.
No. He's eating animals and people and burning...
Oh, people too.
Wow.
And burning things down. I mean, peasants, you know.
He's burninating them.
They always make new ones, so yeah. It's fine.
We're just going to skip over talking to the Duke, and we're going to send you right over to Stillglen, because again, it is one shot, and I have over the course of 9 years, learned a little bit. Just a little bit.
Michael, we want to go shopping.
I want to pants this dude.
What was the 9 years mostly one conversation? Or
yeah, yeah, pretty much.
It's one standard week in world time.
To be fair, I do try and shorten conversations by making rash decisions. But
yeah, that is true, actually.
You're helping?
You are the one that speed the show along. That is absolutely correct.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I'm going to say you're in a wagon. I made that executive decision.
Can we say carriage?
Your carriage rolls out of Iron Cross, chased by a gaggle of cheering children, waving their little wooden swords and just praising you, this is who you're doing this for.
I make some of their swords glow.
Whoa!
With magical abilities.
I was just gonna say that Bo sticks his head out the window, giving big time thumbs up to the kids, or maybe if there's like a sunroof. Moonroof in the top. I stick my head out of it.
If there's a sunroof, Ratma is absolutely on Bo's shoulders.
Yeah, I assume that Ratma's on Bo's shoulders a lot of the time.
Spraying champagne onto the children, right in their mouths.
Champagne?
Kids love champagne. It's the past. They drank a lot.
It's good for them.
I'll be blasting a large stream of fire out of a flamethrower over the kids.
Are we good adventurers or just the loudest adventurers?
We could say.
We've got brand recognition.
There is a road between Iron Cross and Still Glen. You don't have any issues. You pass through farmland, and it looks like it's going to be a good harvest this year. There's plenty of rain. It's just green everywhere. Things are going okay. You make it to a Traveler's Inn on your first night, and you know, just having the Duke's seal, you know you'll get free room and board. You get dropped off, or you probably have a driver.
Yeah, Gregory.
Gregory, we love Gregory.
He's covered in champagne.
Yeah, yeah, and like 2 hours outside the city, bees start like attacking him.
And we're all like, oh, we love Gregory. And Gregory's like, I fucking hate him. I hate him so much.
We're getting one star.
Oh, yeah, we're just like, ye old Uber. You had no mints, dear.
So you head into the tavern, and the barkeep goes,
Welcome to Twin Yaks. What can I do for you?
We're going to take your finest rooms. We got these things from the Duke. And if you don't give us the finest rooms, I am going to punch you in your face.
And I hope you have a big bed, because as you can see, I'm a pretty big guy.
We're trying to get our dicks wet. I don't say that. I don't say that.
Oh, if the Duke... Oh, I've gone into your act.
You've been Ritmoed.
Oh my god, our accents are sinking.
Hey, it's Ratma Ritmo, my old buddy. You always punch me in the face no matter what. You show me that Duke's thing a dozen times.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is the real one.
It's always the real one.
You're not on the streets of Iron Cross anymore. We are respectable citizens.
Are we?
Some of us are.
Anyway, here you go. Here's the keys. It's your regular rooms. You've been here a dozen times.
Yeah, excuse me. Could you... I need a really short but wide bed. if you were to just turn a normal mattress sideways, that would be perfect for me.
We'll get that taken care of for you again. This is the same request you guys make every single time you've ever been
here. We wouldn't have to make the request if the room was already to our liking.
It literally is. Would you please leave me alone? All right, so you head up to your room. It is all to your liking. The bed has been turned.
It's perfect. Not to our liking, though. I want to go down to the main room. We don't even have to, RP it or anything. And I want to try to woo people by telling their futures.
Okay.
Durian wouldn't say that he's trying to get his dick wet. That's crass, but that is exactly what he's doing.
Way more classy than that.
Yeah, we're not going to RP that.
Use your imagination, everyone.
I do it.
Okay, cool. What does everyone else do?
I have to remake the bed, because inevitably they put the sheets on like they were making a normal bed, but you have to have the opening of the sheets on the wide side, and nobody understands this.
Okay. I would like to also circulate in the tavern. Not my objective is not genital-based. It is... I am feeling the temperature of the room for the level of information they have about two things. One, the dragon, particularly what type it is. And two, which of my trick shots they know. Because the worst thing I can do is, doing the same trick.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want to know their familiarity with the dragon and me.
Roll me an insight check.
Until this moment, I forgot about the dragon.
Michael, can I aid Lubin? I think I would be trying to... neg him, but I would be absolutely helping him on accident.
Okay, yeah, you absolutely. So you get advantage on your insight roll.
Thank you. Well, I will point it. I actually, in my first roll on your show, did roll a 20.
Lord is good. Nice job.
Look at that.
In the first roll of campaign 2, technically.
That's the last one that I'll ever make.
As you're sort of scoping out the room, a young man walks in, and you're greeted by just sort of an acrid smell as he walks in the room. He has little stink lines coming off of him. He looks he looks slightly crispy, and he just sort of sways and wanders over to the bar, and people seem concerned about him. Apparently this is not a normal way for him to be acting.
I assume by this point Bo has come downstairs to get the largest beer possible at the bar. And is the guy, does he come to the bar? Does he go to a table? Where does he go?
Yeah, he goes right to the bar.
He's right at the bar. Bo sidles up, gives him a big old slap on the back. Like, buddy, are you okay?
I'm not okay. I just had a run-in with the dragon.
Oh, hey guys. This guy, he met the dragon.
And survived it.
I barely walked away with my life.
Well, don't worry, buddy, because we're going to deal with that. That's why we're here.
Everybody sort of starts crowding around to hear what this guy's saying.
It was the most terrifying thing I've ever seen. It ate my entire flock of sheep. It came right out of the forest, and I've never seen anything like it. Does anyone have any Think they want to ask me about it, though.
It seems self-explanatory to me.
What kind of dragon was it?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that.
It was big.
Well, what color dragon?
Oh, it was either red or green. I get those two mixed up.
Oh, God.
Are you red, green, colorblind?
Mm-hmm. Does anyone want to give me, like, a, I don't know, some sort of knowledge-based role? Maybe a history or a nature?
Michael, you're saying things I'm bad at.
What about survival? Because I hope when we meet this dragon, we survive. I rolled a 2 anyway. Don't even worry about it.
Oh, we died.
I mean, I'll try.
I'll roll a history. I forgot I have a good skill in that. I don't know why I do.
I super don't.
Cool. I rolled a 2 as well.
So oh my god.
That's an 8.
I rolled a 4.
15 nature.
Ooh. There you go. There you go. Great roll. Great roll.
You believe that based on your knowledge of dragons and what's going on with this guy, if it's between red or green, he smells like he has had a poisonous gas near him, which would be a green dragon.
He smells like green.
Green.
Just tell the Duke that... we told you to be compensated for the loss of your flock.
The loss of my flock?
Yeah.
I've never seen the Duke.
Oh. Ooh. I guess you can't just walk in there.
Wait, couldn't we just tell him the next time we see him?
Sure. We'll probably...
Write your name down.
Here, put your name on this napkin.
This dude, he is not getting his flock back. There's no fucking way.
Bo feels around in his pockets and pulls out a crumpled receipt.
Does anybody have a pen?
He just makes a big X on it and hands it back.
Okay. We got you, buddy. We got you.
Well, let's get this man a drink or five. He seems to deserve it, right? Right?
Of course.
Ratma goes and gets shots for everyone.
Yeah.
Ooh, doubles.
What kind of a liquor does Ratma bring us?
Is there like a version of Everclear?
Just a grain alcohol.
Yeah, just a like real harsh grain alcohol.
Yeah. Maybe a little blind, but...
Where's your farm?
Oh, it's over just on the outskirts of Still Glen.
Cool.
If you have a map or something like that, he can point at it.
Yeah.
For the nature, do we know anything about, like, do they tend to, like, wander? Do they tend to, like, hunker down in one area and keep a certain territory?
Green dragons tend to be on the sort of more cunning end of dragons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're on the smarter end of things. They will definitely use trickery and cunning when possible and things like that.
They'll kill you.
I'm in trouble.
They're not nice.
They're mean as a snake.
Sneaky as the Dickens. All right, game. We've never quite fought a dragon before. This can be really big for us. And Lubin, I know you're so good at shooting arrows, whatever.
It's my thing.
Let us all do something. I mean, make it come down so that Bo can hack at it.
Yeah, let me use my war pick on it.
I'll miss a time or two.
Thank you.
I turn to the man, obviously not to put anything on you, terrible tragedy, losing your sheep, not a tragedy for the dragon, he's probably eaten better than ever before, but
that's true.
For you it's a tragedy. That said, has there been anything in the region, the movement of soldiers, other adventurers, anything that might have antagonized this dragon?
Look at this guy over here, he's got all the good questions.
He's so smart.
Do you have any enemies?
Ricky... He's got another farm. He sells sheep.
So far, our Ricky could have done it. And yeah, what about the adventurers or armies and things like that? Ricky too, or?
No, Ricky's more of just another. He's a rival shepherd.
Mm.
He doesn't have anything to do with the dragon. Although his sheep haven't gotten eaten.
Mm.
I have an idea.
Okay.
It involves Ricky's sheep.
Is Ricky green?
Where's Ricky's farm?
He points on the map again.
Oh, okay. Right next to yours. That son of a bitch.
let's go kill Ricky.
No, we're not killing him.
This is the definition of scope creep.
There's going to be nothing left of this town.
I huddle the rest of the team. All right. Sure, one farmer's flock devastated. That's bad. But two farmer's flocks devastated? The Duke will have to come in and do something about it. So I say we go to this Ricky fellow and make his little sheep, the most delicious little sheep to a little dragon ever. Ambush. Boom, baby.
Bro, I don't think the Duke's going to be happy about that.
What's worse, 30 sheep or one dragon? Wait.
We can get more sheep. I got a sheep guy. He's half sheep, half guy.
I mean, but what if he's like attached to his sheep though? And they're like,
oh, he's gonna hate it. We'll have to lie to Ricky. So maybe give him some golds. Maybe
I'll take him out on a date.
Normally, I would suggest poisoning all the sheep, but we probably, if these green dragons are tricksy, like you mentioned. They need to be hale. They need to be hardy. They need to be delicious.
You do know that they are immune to poison and the poisoned status.
So, yeah, we make the Ricky sheep look delicious and things of that nature. Then when this dragon fellow comes in very hungry, we'll get him.
Kind of do like a breadcrumb situation? Lead the sheep and lead them to us?
I just didn't want to run around in the forest for days. That sounds awful.
Also, dragon's already eaten a lot of sheep. A dragon that's eaten a ton of sheep might be sluggish. Perhaps a little bit slower in the air, a little bit less maneuverable, maybe.
Well, that's a good point. He did just eat, so maybe he's not hungry again.
We could also try and kill him before he eats the sheep.
Yeah.
We'd be quick.
Yeah, but I think Logan had a good point about the lethargy.
He'll be so slow. He won't be able to eat the sheep before we kill him.
But if he eats a lot of sheep, if every sheep he eats, the slower he will be. It's a bell curve, you see.
Maybe he'll even fall asleep.
It's a bell curve, so if he eats a lot more sheep, he gets faster.
Oh, sorry. It's the first ones he eats, he has calories to burn.
Yeah, it's just
he's carbo loaded.
Yeah, it's just how the dragon metabolism works.
Yeah.
It's the dragon horseshoe theory. You cross right back over.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. When I said bell curve, I meant horseshoe.
I'm going to get a whiteboard. We need to unpack this.
Is the farmer listening to all of this insane strategizing? We seem like sociopaths.
Our backs are to him. We're not whispering.
Sounds about right. All right, so the plan then?
Yeah.
Farmer, what's any other attacks? Any other attacks on you sheep fellows?
Yeah, when was the last time before this that the dragon showed up?
Mm-hmm. He attacks every other day.
That's really convenient. I can work.
Yes, that's great.
Just chill out.
Okay, so we can go to brunch tomorrow, and then we go to Ricky's the day after.
What if we brought lunch to Ricky's?
Oh my god! And then we could do it al fresco.
Yeah,
I heard so much about that.
As a backup, if Ricky won't play ball, I don't know what your crafts abilities are, but we have a goblin and we have a rotund halfling. A little bit of white fabric. From a distance, you've got a sheep.
Yes!
That you can control.
Yes!
Okay.
That's true.
And perhaps it bleats with an accent. Maybe it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe you guys are like amongst the sheep. And then you're there and the dragon swoops down and you're like, ah!
And Ratmo, you're one of the most famous performers on certain areas.
Yeah, that's very true. I got a stage act that will knock your socks off. It is not advice for anyone with hot issues.
this seems like a, well, goddamn, we have a plan. Let's celebrate.
Yeah.
All right. So you turn in for the evening, and
as Anvon goes to leave the main area of the bar, glasses and steins and appetizers fall off of him from all the people who mistook him for a table.
I don't like thinking about what this character looks like. Can I say that? It gives me a headache.
So then you retire, and then it's the next day, and I guess you head to Ricky's?
We go to Ricky's.
Yeah.
After getting lunch. Like, we go get it, and then we take it to Ricky's.
We get brunch. It's 3 p.m.
Yeah, we stayed up celebrating our good idea last night.
I want to die.
So you go and you get a lunch from somewhere in Still Glen, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's a smallish town. It's not a city, it's a town. They have a few taverns, they have a general store.
They got street meats. Anyone selling street meats?
Yeah, there's street meats. There's street meats.
Oh, yeah.
I could go for goat, honestly. Anyone else?
Yes.
I feel like we've been talking about it.
All that lamb talk, yeah. We're quite hungry. Let's bring a whole bunch of mutton brunch.
What are you bringing to Ricky?
I mean, I guess, I'm assuming we have, like, money.
I assume we have money.
Yeah, you can get whatever.
Gotta give him a bag of gold.
Ratma brings him not the most recent, but the second most recent issue of Drunkarose Weekly.
Okay.
It's like People Weekly, all of the tabloid trash.
I thought you were bringing him lunch.
Okay, we are, but you said, like, what are we bringing him? I thought you meant, like, our, like, personal gifts, so I picked a personal gift to give to him.
We're the Wisemans. I bring myrrh.
And Vaughn brings glad tidings.
I love it.
He loves it.
I almost said sheep eggs, and
sheep eggs?
That's not a thing. I have a bad headache.
Well, technically it is a thing. They're just hard to get.
So true.
All right. So
we bring, we're going to bring a fancy new donkey.
Okay.
The newest model.
Yeah, a donkey Prius.
Okay. Is it a baby donkey?
No, it can't be a baby. It has to be used.
No, not like fresh like a baby, but fresh like...
Like, it just graduated to donkey.
I was going
to
say it just graduated.
From donkey school. It went to donkey college. And yeah. It graduated with honors from donkey college.
It got out of donkey cotillion.
And I imagine we are bringing him, in my mind, is the donkey, and the donkey is maybe around his neck or on his back as a gift basket, mm-hmm, with mini snacks and treats.
I famously, because we've known each other for a long time, am from a small town. But you know that I'm often wrong about what I think small town people want, because I am not Jenny from the block. I'm not like that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care that he's not a farmer. He will like the donkey. What do you mean?
Farmers love
He's
donkeys.
Gonna love a donkey.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Gregory takes you to Ricky's, and you're there. What do you say to Ricky?
Hello.
Hello, good sir.
Hello.
My friends and I, well, there's no easy way to say this, but we're going to need to use your sheep for a trap.
As long as it doesn't have anything to do with that dragon, no problem. Ooh,
well,
it doesn't yet.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take your sheep. The dragon's probably going to eat them, but it's okay.
You see, for the good of the realm, right, this mean old dragon has been eating peoples and other sheeps. So we're going to sacrifice, bad term, your sheep in order to save some humans. And we will give you, jingle, this gold and...
And the donkey.
This donkey.
Look at this donkey. Isn't it great?
We've also brought brunch.
Who would like to roll a persuasion?
Ooh, me. Oh, I'm charisma. I'm a sorcerer. Ooh. Let me do
it. I have plus 8.
I have plus 8.
You have plus 8?
Yeah. What the fuck? What's Ratma?
I have plus 9.
Okay. All right. Fine. Fine.
Somebody helped him.
23.
Well, please. If it's going to help the realm, then...
All right, and you're going to give me the gold and the donkey?
Yeah, look, in the lunch.
Look, I got this magazine, too, to give you.
I read that one last week, though.
So you stay indoors if you have a cellar or something like that. Get into it.
Yeah, you should probably stay underneath, you and your family.
And the donkey.
Stay underground.
Do you have a dragon shelter?
He heads to his root cellar.
Hell yeah.
Ooh.
So how do we want to, like, is it that some of us will be waiting in the, like, slightly out of sight while some of our party is dressed as sheep
I am actively sticking cotton balls all over my body.
I feel like the ranged two of us don't have to look like sheep, but maybe
I can look like a sheep.
The melees out there should dress like sheep. Why not?
I'm gonna be the biggest sheep.
I'm like, bah, bah. Places, people, places.
I'm huge.
Bipedal sheep holding melee weapons. What dragon could resist?
So are there actual sheep?
Yes.
Yeah, they're out.
Yeah. We're like out in the field.
I feel more comfortable with sheep.
So you're out in the field.
Yeah.
You set it up so that you're, some of you are hiding within the group of sheep. What's a group of sheep called?
A herd?
Gaggle.
A murder.
Yeah.
A murder, yeah.
They're about to be a murder sheep.
Loman, do you think these trees are good? You get in there, you put some...
So I definitely see myself being in a tree, but, and just give me a second to explain, I see myself dangling below a branch, really. Like, so in a tree to make it easier to hide,
right.
Dangling to make it more impressive. And I think I can hold that for a few minutes.
Like upside down dangling?
Upside down, yeah. I've got a pretty good core. I think I could hold it.
Like a cartoon possum.
I cast Minor Illusion to try to, you know, accidentally be your cameraman. Like something like this, and it's basically a small version of you hanging down from like your with your legs wrapped around, or is it a rope around your tummy?
Wrapped around, but a branch that's like not quite thick enough, and so it's quite droopy, like almost putting me back on the ground.
Okay. That's true. If it bounces, that will give you a little more credence and clout. Okay, I'm just gonna go into the farmer's house or whatever you call them, and then if I hear a scuttle, I'll come out. Good luck.
So you're waiting. You're waiting. You're hoping for this dragon to show up.
Anbon, Ritma, and Bo are just like bah out with the sheep.
Michael, I am casting Prestidigitation, and I'm picking the harmless sensory effect, and I'm picking odd odor, and odor is so. I feel like dragons are like sharks.
Sure, they've got a really great sense of smell from miles and miles away.
Exactly. Oh no. It's sheep's blood.
Okay. Is anyone proficient in survival?
I think I am.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
One of you can help somebody else, and you can essentially set a dragon trap with your prestidigitations and whatnot.
I have a +5 to survival. What's everyone else?
I got +4.
+5.
John, take it
away.
Yeah,
you take it away.
The guest.
And then we can assist.
Roll for dragon trap with advantage, please.
Okay. I like our trap. So 12 and a 13. Oh, but +5. So 17, 18.
Michael, I also would like to, in preparation, summon a wildfire spirit. I will also dress that as a sheep as closely as I can.
Yes!
Is it on fire?
Well... Yeah.
How long do the cotton balls last on one of those?
Yeah, this is a... for all intents and purposes, look like a flaming sheet.
I could cast Minor Illusion to make it look like it's like a spit.
Oh.
You know, and your fire guy is... Mm,
that's a good idea.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Teamwork.
You're waiting for what feels like ever.
I'm going through their shit. If they have any, like, brandy or whatever...
You're going through Ricky stuff?
Yeah. I'm adding it to the IOU.
Ricky has like he's got all these awards for being like the best sheep farmer and stuff. Sheep shepherd, I guess is they're called. He's got best sheep award.
Okay.
All those things. Yeah. Dusk is settling and you're worried that this is just not gonna work out when you hear a shriek on the wind.
Yes. Did someone rip ass?
Not me this time.
Okay, I think that might have been the dragon then.
You see a dragon coming. You see a dragon flying towards you. Let's all roll a stealth.
Ooh, okay.
Michael, this is my time to shine.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, I'm inside a house. I'm not rolling.
You're not rolling, but you're not going to get a surprise round either.
Yeah, that's fair.
I got a 30.
Oh,
damn. That's really good. That's really high.
Holy shit.
Michael, since we haven't rolled initiative yet, is it too late to touch one of the cotton balls on Ratmo and make it stink real bad?
It smells horrible.
For what purpose?
So maybe the dragon will go after Ratmo before me.
I'm on your head.
Yeah, sure. You can do that.
Okay. One of those cotton balls stinks real bad.
Okay, great.
I got a 2 on my stealth check, though.
Ooh, sticky. I got a 17 stealth check.
Oh, 3. 3. I got +1.
I'm at an 11.
Okay. The only person who would have succeeded was Ratmo, but the dragon was immediately...
God damn it!
...zoned right in.
You ruined me!
Can't believe this happened again!
Let's go ahead and roll initiative.
Yeah!
Yay. As you have a big old dragon flying right at you.
Oh! I got a nat 20!
I got a nat 20!
What?
What?
I got a 14.
5, Michael.
And a 12... For me.
21 for me.
So yeah, 21 total.
21. Ooh, who's going first? Big Bo or Anbon?
Ooh.
You guys get to choose.
I'll go second, unless you really want to go first.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, so I'm going to say about 150 feet away from you is Fly. Oh, that's too far. No, it's not. That's fine. 160 feet away from you is a dragon that is flying right at you.
And be sure to take all your armor off your character sheet and look up sheep.
Sheep hide.
I'm just having fun.
No, I shan't.
All right, well, Big Bo is up first.
The dragon's 160 feet away.
Did you add any ranged things to your character?
No.
Give yourself like a javelin or something. I don't think you'll be able to hit it. But
yeah, okay.
No, that's probably too far.
Yeah, that's real far away.
It's real far. You can't do anything this turn.
Yeah, I don't think I can do anything.
Unless you can run in the air.
Yeah, I mean, I think it...
You can take the defensive action or whatever it's called.
What does that do?
Advantage on saves and plus... I have no fucking idea. What I suggested. Dodge is what it's called.
Ah, okay. Then I will dodge, and I'm...
And you make dexterity saving throws with advantage. Michael, I want our sheep friends to be spread out. I know we're going fast. Spread out. Spread out amongst the fake sheep.
Oh, they're running.
Well, okay, I'm talking for breath weapon.
Oh, you're talking about your own friends.
Yeah, if that's cool.
Got it. So that you can't have a dragon breathe on you all at once.
Yeah.
Unless it's too metagamey based off of
make sense that we would be scattered throughout the flock.
Mm-hmm. Anvon Whispermouse.
Given that the dragon is so far away... I'll probably whisper to
Mouse.
Whisper to Ratmo above him. Be like, I know you stink real bad, but just hold steady, and we'll get him. And that's Bardic Inspiration.
So now you're within 5 feet of Ratma. Got it.
Well, yeah, it wasn't Ratma, like Ratma's the head.
Yeah, I was on his back.
I'm all back
of the sheep of the tuna can.
Oh, and then Big Bo's just a sheep on his own.
And then I will create an Eldritch Cannon, a flamethrower, also on my back.
Okay. That's a artificer thing?
Yeah.
Okay, does it do anything? Or you
it
just
will.
You make it.
I make it.
It will. Okay, it is the turn of the dragon. It flies 80 feet towards you. And so it is now 80 feet away. And it is going to... God damn it, why did I... Could have made it 20 feet closer. God damn it.
Look at that, Michael.
God damn
well,
it.
Well,
now
well.
Who's the Ricky?
But it is going to use its frightful presence. And I'm going to say, everybody but Durian, you're going to have to make a wisdom saving throw.
You fool.
Artificer druid bards have wisdom in spades.
13.
Good roll.
Thank you.
7.
Good roll.
Yeah.
That's an 11.
Good roll.
Oh, that's that.
That's a 6.
Well,
we barely knew Sheep Squad.
I mean, I have a thing that helps
gonna hide in the house.
Saving throw. I guess I might as well, right?
Yeah, use it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'll re-roll it. But, okay, the thing is, though, that I have to use the second one, so it might be even worse. It was worse. The second one was worse. I rolled a 3 the second time.
Feels like they're really close. I can use Flash of Genius and give you a +1.
So, all of you...
Oh, no.
All of you have...
I used my reaction to give me a +1.
What does that put you at?
14.
All of you...
I'll just check that box. Can't do that again.
Have become frightened. A frightened creature has disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of its fear is within line of sight. You cannot willingly move closer to the source of fear.
Oh, wait. I have advantage against being frightened.
Because you yourself are a horrid little thing.
17.
You succeed.
Yay! Oh. Can't scare Ambon.
I'm protected by all these cotton balls. You can't scare me.
All right. So then we will next go to Ratma Ritmo. You are frightened.
Okay.
You may not move towards this dragon that is 80 feet away from you.
Okay.
In the sky.
In the sky.
Yeah. I'm on top of Ambon, so I think I'm just going to stay there. Is there anything... is there anything I can do?
Do you have a bow and arrow?
No. I'm a rogue.
You probably do. Add it to your character sheet. You can add it to your character sheet. It's fine. Michael, shut up.
One shot.
Oh, wait. Actually, I do. I'm sorry. I do, and it's 80 feet. Okay, yeah. Perfect. I'm going to pew-pew.
You have a disadvantage.
That's your opinion.
Okay. Well, I rolled a 4 for the first one.
Remember to add your d4, or whatever your bardic inspiration is now.
Do I have to roll anything for to be frightened? Like a saving throw or anything?
At the end.
Okay, so I could save that and then use Bardic Inspiration on that if I need that. I'm going to do that.
All right, you fire, but you're so freaked out that you completely miss. Go ahead and make that Wisdom saving throw at the end of your turn.
I rolled a 5. I'm not gonna waste the d6.
Okay, yeah, you're still terrified.
I am, like, wetting myself on your back.
Luban.
I wasn't in the group. What do you think the distance is from my drooping branch to the dragon?
I mean, that can be up to you to some degree.
Probably 75 feet away, what with being at least 5 feet off the ground.
Okay, well, for a longbow, I think that would be well within then. So I'm frightened.
Yeah, you are frightened. Yep, so you'll have disadvantage too.
So... just shooting it isn't going to be nearly impressive enough, and I want to use this fear. So I'm going to do a distracting strike against it.
Okay.
No, with that 6, I'm probably not even going to need to roll the second one. That's going to miss.
Well, what's your?
It's a +10 on the longbow. The other roll would be a 1. So 11, actually, in that case. So maybe I do need to roll the second one.
John, you fit right in with us. Yeah.
I think I shot the arrow straight down into the ground, actually.
He's like, did anybody see that?
Look, you all have never seen a dragon before. This is...
it's true.
It's gonna rattle you.
First moment in an intense battle? It's scary.
Yeah, I've read about them, but they did not prepare me.
That's true. So I do attack twice.
Okay, great.
That's the one as well.
Wow.
I'm very frightened, okay? It's so big. It's so big. And my teammates are all sheep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you do get to make a wisdom saving throw at the end of your turn. Hopefully shake that fear.
15?
That is so close, okay. But does not quite do it.
Actually, could I use my Indomitable, my once per long rest, to redo a saving throw that I failed?
Absolutely.
I'm going to try that. I don't have great odds, but... 20 with the +1.
Nice.
You are no longer afraid.
Awesome.
You've shaken the fear. All right. Okay, now Durian Brexleyshire.
That's me. Durian Brexleyshire, the level 10 divine sorcerer. You hear, creak, open window, see the freaking dragon guy, and you just see a huge fireball come out of the house.
Yes.
And I cast fireball. Can you give me a dex saving throw on our new friend, the dragon, please, Michael?
Oh, I'd love to. Ooh, how does a dirty 20 do you?
You son of a bitch. I think I get half damage.
Yeah, probably, right?
So that is 27, and then I guess half as much, right? So whatever half of 27 is, no one knows.
Who could say?
Yeah, it's scientifically impossible to know.
13 fire damage as I cast it from the hoose. I'm good.
All right, top of the round, let's go to Big Bo.
So how far is the dragon away right now?
The dragon is now 80 feet away, and you cannot move closer to it.
You can jump.
What does that mean for when I for me carrying Remo?
I think you can, yeah, you can move towards it.
So you can be my steed and throw me onto Bo. Bo was supposed to be my steed, and now here I am on the tuna can.
Yeah, Bo's so scared right now.
Throw Ratmo.
It does make sense that I would have a spear to throw, but I can't, the range, it's too far.
That's so far.
It's 60. Can I just roll to be not scared?
Yep, that's the end of your turn, though.
Yeah, so you can take the dodge action again.
Yeah, the dodge again.
And then, yeah.
Okay. Roll wisdom saving throw.
Okay, that's 19.
You succeed.
Wow.
Bo basically just goes like, slaps himself in the face a few times. And then is like, ready to go.
Nice. All right. Anvon.
Anvon is going to... So how far away is the dragon?
80 feet.
Oh, my God.
86 feet for you.
That's no. True. Anvon is probably going to hold fast where I am. The wildfire spirit is going to... Wait a minute. So the sheep is still made to look like a sheep on a spit?
It's not a concentration, so sure. Yeah, okay. Michael, did you roll initiative for every single one of the flock of sheep? What have they been doing?
Yeah, of course I did.
So this sheep that looked like it was getting prepped for dinner is going to slide along the ground like this is Gary's Mod, apparently, towards the dragon. Yeah, so it's speed 30. It's gonna move 30 feet. I don't think it has anything that can cover the rest of that distance. So wait, it's how far away?
80.
Oh, yeah. No, I can actually.
And Michael, we didn't ask this before. I assume he's not coming straight down at us.
No.
So if you get out your protractor, we can figure out how far we have to run. No, yeah, probably not.
No.
He's somehow always 80 feet, no matter how close we get underneath him.
So he's going to run up 30 feet, do a flame seed. It's a ranged weapon attack. 17?
17 does not hit.
Okay, it's gonna start a small fire behind him.
A real sheep runs by, all aflame.
I will do Scorching Ray. We're gonna go balls to the wall. I'm assuming we're not fighting any more dragons after this, so I'm gonna cast it at 4th level.
We don't know, yeah.
Ranged spell attacks for multiple rays coming in. Plus 5. I'm assuming a 7 isn't gonna hit.
Nope. Is Ratma the only one who's still afraid?
Probably, I think so.
What about 12?
Nope.
Ooh.
All right, you drive a hard bargain. What about a nat 1?
It's not a very good roll, Mike. I'm sorry.
I really am glad I used my highest spell slot for this. 15?
No.
I'm beginning to think we aren't very good at this game.
Jennifer's rolling decent, you know?
I was.
17.
John's roll was rolling good.
I'm sorry, you miss every time.
Okay, so Anvon shoots out five strong rays. They go out in all directions. They destroy a lot of Ricky's property.
We did not account for that when we were talking to Ricky earlier.
Gotta crack a few Rickies. No big deal, no big deal.
He's lost a barn, countless sheep, other animals he didn't even know he had.
Son.
It was a show of force.
Which is great. The dragon flies up. It is now, I would say, probably like within 20 feet of you. When I say you, I mean Anvon and Ratma, since you're both just nicely clumped together.
Okay.
And it's going to breathe its poison breath upon you. You have to make a constitution saving throw.
Ugh, that's annoying. 15?
I'll have you know I have a plus one.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm going to use my bardic inspiration.
7. So this dice is out of here.
19?
19. You succeed.
Yee! Okay.
Ooh. 19 succeeds. Whatever Bachman rolled fails.
That's a good assumption.
Doesn't matter what it is.
So, Anne Vaughn, you're going to take 56 poison damage.
Fuck.
And Ritma.
Ratma.
You're going to take Ratma. Ratma. Ritma. Ratmo. You're going to take 28 poison damage.
Wait, Michael, did you say this is a saving throw for poison?
Yes.
Advantage against poison.
All right, you're a dwarf.
And I'm also resistant. Because how do you poison a table?
I've done it.
15.
Fails still.
Oh, goddamn.
But you still take, you've resistance, so you take half. So 28.
Damn good thing I'm resistant.
That's math. Ratma Ritmo, you have a dragon within 20 feet of you. You okay. Are still afraid of it.
I can't move closer to it, but can I move off of...
Any way but towards it.
So could I go... Behind it?
No.
There is a way to always be moving away from it.
Right.
But still end up behind it if you go...
I'm looking at it and watching it while I'm backing away.
Yeah, you can strafe around it.
Yes.
It will take you 87 feet of movement. Ew, since you...
Okay. Can I move 30 feet away...
Yes.
Then the dragon will know that we're not a sheep.
Yeah. Yeah, then. That's important.
What the hell?
It's going to be mind blown for that dragon.
What, guys, you?
Oh, man.
All these rebooted sheep.
Am I on Lubin's TikTok shit? Hey, what's up?
And then I got a 16 to try to not be frightened.
Hey, you know what? 16
succeeds.
Yes!
Okay, we're not afraid.
Nice. Not afraid anymore. And then we go to Lubin.
Does this dragon seem large size or smaller, or is it bigger than that?
It is huge.
It is huge. Okay, so I cannot trip it with an arrow. That makes a lot of sense. Also, from my dangling position, can I see a path to the root cellar? Because this is not going well.
I gotta go.
Absolutely. You absolutely can see that.
Okay, well, I'll give it one more go. I've got these arrows. You know, I bought them in bulk. I should use some. I guess, first of all, I'm gonna try to shoot it now that I'm not frightened. 27?
That is gonna very much hit.
Okay. And I'm going to make it a distracting strike.
Okay.
So I'm going to expend a superior die to add the total of the damage and the next attack roll against it by someone before my next turn has advantage.
Nice.
10, 14, 18 damage.
18 damage. Okay.
And then I will attack with my second attack.
Nice.
It's 27.
That hits again.
Okay. So just a regular attack this time. 5 plus 4, 9. I'm giddy, so the branch starts, like, bouncing up and down with my giggling. Oh, and I'm starting to get a little bit queasy.
Ricky peers out, and he's like, whoa! When he sees you shoot upside down. He's very excited.
Like and subscribe!
Durian Brexleyshire.
All right, so our friend is... 20 feet away from my friend, is it safe to assume he is within 60 feet of me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't, you know. Okay, all right. Can you give me a charisma saving throw, please?
Charisma?
How charismatic is this dragon?
I bet a lot. He looks pretty hot.
This dragon's pretty hot.
Oh, wait. I think I can do something fucked up. I give you disadvantage on this using my ability, Heightened Spell. That's what I'm using. Heightened Spell.
Well, I have to roll at disadvantage.
Yep.
Because I got a 20 and a 3.
Oh, I want the 3 real bad. Okay, Michael. Durian steps out, snaps his fingers like he's a Final Fantasy character, and our good friend, the dragon, disappears. I'm casting Banish.
Oh.
All right, everyone.
Not a super great first couple of rounds, but shake yourselves off if any of you are afraid. You're not anymore because you can't see them. I mean, I'm holding like a leg of mutton and like. I'm going to go back inside, but all of you should get ready because he's coming out from right there. You're doing great. Good job, team. Good job, team. And then I go back inside.
So what does the spell do?
Banish. It's like a less good maze. But it's also weirdly better. I remember hating it. You did it to Toby once because you're a dick. You attempt to send one creature. I think it stays there for a minute?
It's like a minute, yeah.
Okay, that's why it's worse than maze.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's gone for a minute. All right, everyone, you have a minute.
So everyone, let's regroup.
Yeah.
Coming together.
Have a juice box.
Yeah. Let's do a huddle real quick.
Real quick, everybody. Can anyone heal?
I don't know about y'all, but that was a very scary dragon.
All right, where do you guys do set up in a particular place?
I gotta heal. I'm going to cure wounds.
If anyone heals, they get extra because of me.
Oh, okay.
And my mom. And you
what?
Get...
Yeah, wait, what is your mom?
A god, probably. she's like, you get extra healing from empowered healing. If you are near me, you, when you roll dice to determine the number of HP a spell restores, I can use one sorcery point to reroll. So if you roll like shit, just tell me and I'll spend a sorcery point.
Okay. Good to know.
And Michael, I assume we have healing potions? We didn't ask.
You each have a healing potion.
Oh.
Oh, that's not bad.
My thigh strength gives out. I plummet to the ground. But then I'm going to take cover behind and aim for where I think the dragon might appear.
Okay, perfect.
The dragon doesn't just appear where he disappeared?
He should appear where they disappeared, yeah. I've done this before. Yeah.
So we can ready stuff, is what you're telling
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so we can just like be waiting there.
I want to move my. I want to put my cannon, my flamethrower, right next to him, within 15 feet, and ready the fire for when he comes back. And then I want to be on the other side, also readying a very similar effect.
So you have a cannon and a wildfire?
Yeah.
That rules.
Yeah.
And you almost took a bag of tricks.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the wildfire. Thank you. The wildfire is going to be there, too.
Can I ask a question? Do we think, were you to put a physical object in the space the Ooh. Dragon was in, mm-hmm. do you think it would come back and displace out whatever's in that area?
If it comes back, if something's there, like if you guys threw a stone... or something like that, he wouldn't come back and his heart explode. He would be next to it, or they would be next to it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
It's like when we fought that ice troll. It goes to the left.
The basket of oranges had no effect.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It just didn't kill him. He was like, what is this? I'm from the ice. I don't know what citrus is. Or something. I don't speak Yeti.
All right. So it comes back. It reappears, and I believe, why don't we just go to the top of the round, because that's where we were anyway. All right, so big bow.
Bow time!
Wait, did we didn't have ready to actions to resolve?
Okay, so you're doing, why doesn't everyone say what their ready to actions are, so that we can, because I think that's how that would work.
I mean, my action is hit with war pick, so pretty straightforward.
I've got three. So I've got Burning Hands, that's my ready to action.
Right, a lot of fire.
My flamethrower, and then the Wildfire Spirit is going to do another Fire Seed, or Flame Seed, which is probably going
to
miss.
I would like to attack it, flanking if possible, but I don't think it matters because I took Swashbuckler, so.
Okay.
For now, regular shots, I guess.
Is Durian readying an action?
No, I'm maintaining concentration.
All right. Okay, so go ahead. Big bow, take your action.
Hell yeah. Okay, well, I rolled 26 to hit with my war pick.
Wow.
Damn.
That hits.
Now go ahead. I get to attack twice, so I'll go ahead and roll for the second one, too. Actually, no, it's okay. 20.
That hits.
I feel like this guy's got some health.
We're fine. I foresaw it. We're good.
fine.
You say a really funny thing when it dies, so it's not a big deal. We're fine.
So Bo does 25 damage total.
Nice.
Yeah, just whap, whap.
Whap, whap.
With the war pick. Let's say in the wings.
Ow!
Yeah, because I'm big and tall.
And Vaughn.
I'm going to need a dex saving throw from the dragon.
16.
Good roll.
That's too good, I would say. Going to take half damage from the, let's see. Oh my god, where are all these fucking dice? Here we go. So half of 11's taken 5.5, Michael.
Yay!
Is it dead?
It's probably dead.
How big is the dragon, Michael?
It's huge.
Okay, so like 15 feet wide?
D&D 5e. Huge.
Is that roughly the width of the halfling?
Huge is 15 by 15.
Well,
damn. All right. I need another dexterity saving throw.
I got a 16 again.
What do you get off on this shit, Michael? What are you doing? all right, 3d6. Divided by 2. So 4.
4 damage.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is a range attack. Okay, there you go. 18, Michael.
That hits.
Hell yeah!
Oh no.
Level 10.
I rolled a 1 for the damage.
Now it's dead, right? Oh my god.
But plus 5, so 6 damage.
Avon is like our...
Is it dead now?
Avon's... You know how we always joke, like, oh, if you kill my character, his brother's gonna show up?
Right.
That's who Avon is. And yeah. Keep him around, because we just miss... We miss Bavon so much.
Yeah.
Tall as shit.
Ratma, it's your bonus attack.
Okay, so does 27 hit?
That really hits a lot.
Hell yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna roll so many damage.
I believe in you.
She will.
Just seeing Bachman giggle, as I imagine when he's trying to think, how do I do more than 8 damage?
Flipping pages.
How do I get a... Is it possible for me to roll above a 19?
26 damage.
Ooh.
Not kill it, I guess.
No, you didn't kill it, but that was really great. You're proud of yourself. Luban.
Okay. I have never fought a dragon, but I'm just going to ask. Disarming it wouldn't do anything, right?
Probably not.
No? Okay. I'm going to hopefully turn one of these, if it hits, into a distracting strike. I'm going to try to aim for something comparatively fleshy, an armpit, a dragon's inner thigh, something like that. Let's see. 29.
That hits.
Okay, so I am going to use my second superiority die to add to the damage here. Where is that d10? 13 damage.
Yes.
And the next attack against it from someone else will have advantage.
Sick.
And my second attack is 19.
That hits.
7 plus 4, 11.
All right. Is that Lubin's turn?
That's Lubin's turn.
Awesome. Okay, Durian.
Michael, can I, and I ask this because of the casting two spells rule, I want to run out, cast Blast, cast Misty Step to go back into the house.
We should probably decide on that.
I think the reaction boys should be fine.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying that just because it would help me right now. But the rule sucks.
Right.
For some things, but...
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, I do that. I run out, cast Bless on... I cast it at third level.
Okay.
So every single one of y'all can add a d4 whenever you make an attack roll or a saving throw.
Nice.
And then I cast Misty Step to go back in the house, and I'm reading a book.
So Big Bo, you have advantage because the dragon has been distracted by an arrow.
Awesome. And actually what I'm going to do too is I'm going to use my action surge on this one.
Okay.
So it's just, I'm assuming the advantage just on my first attack.
Yes.
was like, what? I get it for all this. Because the wonderful thing I'm realizing is that with a fighter, basically I'm about to attack four times.
Woo!
With my action surge. Because I can normally attack twice, and I get to take another action, which allows me to attack two more times.
We Googled it.
We Googled it.
Yeah.
Right, because if it's just the attack action.
Yeah, because haste just lets you do, I think, just one attack?
Right.
I don't know. There's too many rules in this fucking game.
Okay, so first one, good thing I had advantage because I rolled bad the first time. So that would be a 20 for the first attack. Okay. 22.
Hits.
19.
That hits.
Oh, and a 27.
Damn, you're going off.
Yay! All right. I rolled my 4d8s, two of them were ones.
Oh no.
That's 46 damage.
That'll hurt it.
Because let me explain, because my war pick is a 1d8 plus 8, because I have like another thing that like adds to my automatic damage. So,
that's 46 is pretty low.
Do you want to describe, just, I mean, it's not dead yet, but you want to just describe that attack since it was probably pretty sick.
Okay, yeah. So basically, Big Bo just starts like laughing maniacally and doing the like war pick. It's just like a flurry, and I don't know if does a dragon have green blood? What's the situation with the blood?
I bet if you were to really thin it out, it'd be green, but it's probably black.
Black. Oh, that's better.
Oh, one of those cool like dark.
Yeah.
So dark.
So, yeah, like so dark that it's black.
Yeah.
So imagine that. Big Bo, like, not just doing like bam, 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 but like kind of like swinging it around, like side to side, doing the wax, so that the war pick, because it's kind of got like
on the blunt side, and the spiky side.
Yes, it's a blunt and spiky side on both. Big Bo is covered in black blood. Her face absolutely covered in black blood. I'm glistening. The parts of my like my bikini armor, for lack of better words, my muscles are shining, and my hair is covered in. I'm just completely covered in blood.
You look gross.
Yeah. But also, no, I look cool. Awesome.
Well, the dragon hates it, so it whips its tail around and hits you.
No.
That's a 17 versus your AC.
Nuh-uh.
That misses?
My AC's 21, baby. I'm a fighter.
She's not called small bow.
A big bow.
All right.
I got big boy armor on.
My nipples are covered. Therefore
yeah,
legal.
It is bikini armor, but yeah, it protects me. Don't ask questions.
And Vaughn, Whisper Mouse, Mike Bachman.
Thank you for all of those prompts. Anvon is going to do. You know what? His cannon's going to try that flamethrower again, and this time it's going to work.
I feel it in my bones.
Give me another dex save.
Got it. You got it, buddy. 10.
Oh, Michael, you idiot!
Fucking fails. 14 damage from the ground, and I am gonna do some scorching rays, and these I'm not gonna miss everyone.
I believe in you.
And remember, you can add D4 to whatever spell attacks you roll.
All of them?
Yes.
Okay, because this is gonna be four separate rolls.
Yep, you can do it each time.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna need it. That was a nat one. I'm not gonna even add to that one. Oh my god, all my dice are dog shit today. It's so bad.
Yeah.
And thank you to the chat for donating 10,000 bits to curse Mike Bachman. We went to a switch and Mike gave him some Mike Bachman blood, and he's rolling bad. So thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
19.
19 hits.
I did add the D4 for that, though. Okay, that's 23.
That hits.
There we go. That's 20.
That also hits.
Oh, my God. Is this what it feels like? So 3, 2, D6. So 6 D6 coming at you. 19 is all I can pull out of that.
Yeah!
Hell yeah, baby.
Mike Bachman, what does it look like
what?
When your character kills this green dragon?
Yes!
Oh. I don't deserve that. So the first of these scorching rays come out, and now the dragon's getting a little cocky, because I have not hit that dragon with shit this entire time, and he's like looking behind him, and this dragon can talk now. He goes, "Hey, oh, that didn't even hit me," and then gets like just three of them right through the back of his neck and out of his shit. Like two go out his eyes and one goes out his mouth.
Oh.
Wow,
I'm just biding my time.
And you're just sprayed with that greenish-black blood. We will ourselves fade to black. Oh. And we finished our episode, our prelude episode.
Oh.
Who knows what's going to happen from here?
Before we fade to black, everyone gives each other a big group hug, and we're all covered in blood. Thank you.
Yeah. Don't touch me.
Big Bo picks everyone up in his huge arms.
And then we go around hugging all the sheep and leaving black marks all over them needlessly.
Right, Michael, did the sheep even die?
Michael, it sounds like we lost one sheep.
Yeah, you lost one sheep. You did so great.
Or whatever the singular version of
honestly,
sheep is.
Honestly, it's a very successful mission.
Actually, when the big, huge 15-foot by 15-foot dragon falls, it falls right into a dozen sheep.
Oh!
Man.
Crushing them all.
Let's party! We gotta eat the meat before it spoils! Eat the meat, baby!
It's mutton time!
We're gonna have a whole meat-eating arc.
Yes!
Second brunch.
We're like drying it out, jerkifying the meat.
Ugh.
Yeah, we jerked the meat.
I don't want to do that.
You got me gross.
So we will learn more about what happened here. What? How does this affect the history of Drunk Rose in our next campaign? Because it will in a very meaningful way.
If a butterfly flaps its wings and causes a tsunami, what does a dragon?
Wow.
And a TikTok star.
Yes. What impact will it have on our world?
Right. Like, is excessive thigh meat, outlawed in the future?
Who's to say?
Yeah. Technically, former TikTok star. I had a headline about jerkifying meat, and the algorithm caught it, and that was it for me on TikTok.
You're on Parler now.
John, thank you so much for playing D&D with us. It was a delight.
Yes.
Thank you. That was so much fun, and I can't wait to watch the next episode and see what happens.
Yeah. It's who knows? Luban could, something big could happen.
Oh, I'll be watching.
Maybe he comes back.
Yeah.
That would be great too.
Michael, we need to give away dice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Thank you so much to Die Hard Dice for providing the beautiful codes. I'm actually going to give away the dice off air, but still give you the beautiful spiel. If you don't win, which you might actually this week, you go over to dieharddice.com and use the offer code Nika. What is it? I forgot already.
Dragons! ! You've used it. You know it. It's the same thing for the next 3 months.
All right. So for the next 3 months, starting in January 2022, use dragons with an ! At the end to get 15% off your dice. That will give us a little kissy off of that, of your order. And hashtag ad, hashtag sponsor.
And also just Die Hard, you know, we talk about it every week. Die Hard Dice are good.
They're good.
They're good people.
They're very
good. We like the dice and we like the people.
Yeah. So, I'll do since there's five, I'm gonna do the drawings off air. But thank you so much, everyone, and Twitch. Man, thank you so much, everyone on Twitch. Really.
Thank you for joining us.
We're gonna do the shout outs for the subs and so forth when we, get off, but there's so many new folks here. Really, really great. And,
I feel like there were a few people that it was our first stream.
Yeah. I felt like there's a gaggle.
Yeah. Lots of first timers.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. And, like Michael said, so this is episode zero. Next week is the first.
Yes.
Real one. We'll have our characters.
Yeah.
We'll have lore.
Things have happened.
Time wipe.
Can I just say right now? My character's hot.
Your characters are all going to get acid dumped in their face in the first episode. Excellent. Well,
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Tim Lanning. And a new Monster of the Week show will be starting the day this episode drops, actually. So Monday with the whatever the heck, the 16th? I don't know. Every Monday at 8:30 or so. I have no idea. 17th. I should probably look that up. What?
17th. Monday the 17th.
Let's watch Tim's Twitter.
That makes sense. It's a Monster of a Week podcast. It's going to be good. And as always, you can check out Naruto Revuto, which is my Naruto podcast. And my stream every Thursday at 2 p.m. where I play Rime of the Frost Maiden.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Sheik, where I am often tweeting about really bad movies that I'm watching, or Star Trek, which is good, or who knows what. But you know what else you can listen to? Dear Internet. It's a show that I do with Tim and Michael, and sometimes Nika and Bachman have been on. It's an internet advice show. Please make it worth my while to continue digging in the Reddit advice mines. Yes, I will continue doing it regardless, but at least this way I can feel less bad about it.
John, do you ever go on to Am I the Asshole or Our Relationships or anything like that?
This is I
have from time to time.
Questions from there, and we discuss them.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah.
This is good fun.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard or on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. And from there, you can find all of my other links.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman, also at Review Hole. I just posted a new video that took a lot of time.
Let me see.
A lot of time. Yeah.
Bro, you did?
Why did you not tell me?
I thought you. I could have sworn you were in a chat where John was talking about it. Huh. You've seen it before, though.
Oh, I've seen it before. Yeah. Okay, got it.
John, tell us again. Let's go back through your stuff in your media empire.
So you can follow me on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at John Iderola, assuming you can spell that last name, and YouTube.com/TheDamageReport or Twitch.tv/TYT is where you can see my daily show, The Damage Report. I also host Wednesdays and Fridays, and I fill in on The Young Turks. So that's available everywhere at The Young Turks. And thank you again. That was so much fun.
This was a lot of fun.
Yay, thank you for coming.
I feel like you fit right in with our crew.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, thank you. I had a lot of anxiety, but you were very welcoming. So thank you.
We'll have to have you back on when we're more of our grounded.
Yeah. Character.
Well,
somewhat more grounded. They won't be grounded.
Wait, I'm more grounded.
Well, we don't want to accidentally hurt our characters.
Right, when we actually have stakes for our characters.
But no, that was a lot of fun. I love Lubin.
Thank you.
All right, well, until next week, keep it dicey.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.